How do we enter into a deeper atmosphere of the supernatural? By working on having a supernatural mindset. When you realize that God is with you and enjoys you, it will bring a whole new revelation of the love of God and of fellowship and joy into your life. And this reality that I'm speaking of, it's supernatural. Again, we're calling this series, How to Experience the Supernatural. But unless we understand that the supernatural is all about love, and that the reason for the supernatural is that God wants to bring us into a greater revelation of His love, when we realize that, then we'll want the supernatural in our lives. Then we won't be looking to the supernatural just to experience the supernatural. When we realize that the purpose of the supernatural, the end to which it aims, is to bring us into a deeper revelation of God's love for us, we'll understand how the Word and the Spirit fit together like a glove. You see, again, God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, it's a kingdom of love. And God wants two things. He wants to love you, and He wants to be loved by you. Let me say it again. He wants to love you, so we have to open up and let Him in, because Jesus said He's standing at the door and knocking. He wants to love you. He wants you to receive that love, to let Him in, and He wants us to respond by loving Him back. And to enter into this, there's a dimension of feeling. There's a dimension of emotions. There's a dimension where this moves from our head to our heart. And so, again, the supernatural is designed that we would be able to take God's love and understand it in our heart in an, listen now, experiential way. For example, many of you were raised hearing the gospel your whole life and it meant nothing. It went off your back like water off a duck's back. But one day, supernaturally, the Spirit of the Lord broke in and personally revealed to you that God loved you, and everything changed. That's the purpose of the supernatural. Now, for those of you that are very cerebral in your walk with God, you know the Bible, some of you, you know correct doctrine, but you've been kind of close to the supernatural, or you haven't been open to the supernatural. And many Christians, or people that call themselves Christians, are like that. They think that all we have is the Bible and that there's nothing else. But no, we don't just have the Bible, we also have the Spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and life. And so, for some of you that are not really new to the supernatural message, I want you to consider this. What would you think of a marriage where the husband and wife got married and they had an agreement? And the agreement was that, listen, this is going to be what your job is in our marriage, and this is what's going to be my job in the marriage. Maybe one person's job is they go out of the house and work, and the other person's job is they stay in the home or they take care of the kids. They divide and conquer. But then they also say, I'm going to be faithful to my job, you're going to be faithful to your job, but we're not going to touch each other. None of that mushy stuff. Don't touch me. I don't want any of that emotional stuff. We're going to do our job and we're going to make it to the end, but none of that emotional mushy stuff. Now, I don't think any of us would think that that is an ideal for marriage, because everybody wants to feel love. And not only is that not the type of marriage that you or I would want, I know that many of you that are listening right now are struggling and feel that way to some degree, wishing there was more emotion and more love in your marriage. But none of us would want that for our marriage. Beloved, neither does God. We're the bride of Messiah. We're the bride of Christ. We're called into a marriage relationship with Him. And it's more than just working for God. God doesn't want us just to be faithful to work for Him. He doesn't want us to be faithful that I'm going to do my devotions in the morning. I'm going to do this. I'm going to tithe. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to do my thing. It's a good thing to give our lives to the Lord. But listen, it's not a substitute for loving Him. That's why Yeshua said to the church in Revelation, as I said last week, chapter 2, He said, I know your hard work and your perseverance, He said, But I have this against you. You've left your first love. Listen to me. Oftentimes, unconsciously, because it's hard to feel God, and because we don't understand that we can enter into a supernatural dimension of really knowing His love for us individually and personally and directly, because we don't have faith for that, and some of us don't even know it's available and real, instead what we do is we substitute loving God and knowing Him in His love, we substitute that for, listen, working for Him. We haven't entered into the love realm. We've substituted the love realm for the work realm. That's what Jesus was saying to the church in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. I know your hard work. I know your perseverance. They were faithful. They were committed. He said, but you don't love me. You've lost your first love. You fell away from it. And some of you unconsciously have drifted into that place right now, yourself. You've been faithful going to church. You've been faithful tithing and all that. But beloved, Jesus is looking for something more from you and I. He's wanting us to love Him. And the way that we're brought into a deeper encounter of being able to love Him is when we realize first how much He loves us. And the way that we realize how much He loves us is through the supernatural impartation and revelation that the Holy Spirit brings us. This is why we all need to be hungry for, beloved ones, the supernatural. Now, how do we enter into a deeper atmosphere of the supernatural? You're sitting here now, you're saying, Rabbi, what you're telling me, I believe it. I feel it when you're talking. It's true. I can sense it. While you're talking, I feel it. So what do I do to enter into a deeper experience in the love of God through the supernatural? What can I do to kind of get from where I am now into this atmosphere that you're talking about? Well, the first step that we can take to bring ourselves into more of a supernatural experience is by putting ourselves in relationship or association with people that are more fully walking in the supernatural. And so, you see, relationships cross-pollinate. We can impart to others what we have. So by reading books, by sitting under the teaching of the supernatural, by being in fellowship with people or churches that believe in the supernatural, those things will help you enter into the supernatural in a fuller way. You see, there's an element of impartation that takes place when we put ourselves in an atmosphere where the supernatural is happening. Secondly, beloved, we enter into a deeper realm of the supernatural by working on having a supernatural mindset. We have to believe that God wants to speak to us and reveal Himself to us supernaturally. That's why we should pay attention to our dreams at night, because oftentimes the Lord will speak to His children in dreams. Not every night, but it's a common way that the Lord will speak. And so I encourage all of God's children to have a dream journal. And when you feel the Lord has spoken to you at night in your sleep, to write the dream down. And if it's in the middle of the night, listen, don't overvalue sleep. Get out of your bed and write it down. You can always make up your sleep that you've lost, but you don't know when the Lord's going to speak to you again. So don't lose a dream. When you do receive a greater impartation of the supernatural, whether it's through association with a friend, whether it's through association with other believers that are living in a supernatural way more fully than you are, whether it's by placing yourself in a supernatural atmosphere, by becoming part of a congregation that's teaching and preaching on the supernatural, whether it's through reading books and literature on the supernatural, whether it's even when someone that is walking in the supernatural lays hands on you and prays for you, because the Scripture teaches impartations come through the laying on of hands. But when you find yourself moving into a greater dimension of power through supernatural revelation, it will activate you. Let me say it again. It will activate you. It will bring you out of passivity into a greater place of activation. You see, revelation produces faith. The Word is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. So one of the fruits of revelation is that it ignites us, it activates us, and revelation is supernatural. Let me say it again. Jesus said to Peter, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven," and that supernatural revelation that came from the Father to Peter activated Peter to place his faith in Jesus. It activated him forward. It gave him momentum into the light. And the same thing happens with you and I. The more we move into God's supernatural presence, the more activated, the more alive we come by His Spirit. Let me say one more thing. I'm going to say this again. Revelation produces faith. Hear that again. Revelation is a supernatural gift, and revelation produces faith. You may ask yourself, is this really for today? I mean, isn't the Bible enough? Paul said this in the book of Ephesians. He said, "I pray," so now I'm using the Word of God to show you the accuracy of what I'm saying. Paul prayed in the book of Ephesians, "I pray," he was asking Father to give to the church a spirit of wisdom and, listen now, revelation in the knowledge of Him. And then Paul prayed that we would know the love and the depth and the width of the love of God. And so supernatural revelation, which we should be asking for, will produce faith, and faith will activate us. I mean, something in us will stand up, a substance within us will arise, and we'll move forward. It will accelerate breakthrough for us. Supernatural revelation produces breakthrough. You might have taken all this time to get from here to here, and all of a sudden supernatural revelation comes, and all of a sudden you go, bam, in 3 days. I can't tell you, beloved friend, how many testimonies I get from people that tell me, "Rabbi, I've been in church my whole life. I've been a Christian for 40 years, 50 years, but it's only since I started listening to you that my faith took off." I'm not saying this to lift myself up. This is literally the testimonies that I get. "Rabbi, I've learned more from you in 2 years than I learned my entire life before of 40 years in church of study, studying. Supernatural revelation that can be imparted to you will accelerate you so that before you were moving like this and all of a sudden, bam, when that supernatural light of God's Spirit hits you, you're propelled forward, and it produces transformation. We have to understand that Yeshua, who died on that execution stake, who died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago, then was buried for our sins, and then rose again on the third day and was raised up to be seated at the Father's right hand. We have to understand, although Yeshua right now is at the Father's right hand in the heavens, the Holy Spirit is here on earth as the executor of what Jesus has done into our lives today. Jesus said, "I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to send you the Spirit. My Father will send you the Spirit in my name." The Holy Spirit is here on earth, beloved one, for you, taking the fruit of what Jesus accomplished for you on the cross and then rising again. The Holy Spirit is now taking what Jesus accomplished for you, purchasing you, and now He's applying Jesus and His power and life to you supernaturally. The Holy Spirit is now. Faith is now. God doesn't want us just to look to Him to do something in the future. He wants us to believe for Him to do something in the now. You see, beloved, hope is for the future. The coming of Jesus' return, that's a blessed hope. It's in the future. But faith is for the now. Faith takes the reality of that which Jesus has accomplished for us, and by faith we can apply that to our life. We can bring it into our life so that we can experience it right now and right here in the land of the living while we're on the earth. But this takes faith in the supernatural. It takes an openness to the supernatural. And in Jesus' name, I speak over you an acceleration of supernatural revelation and experience in the love of God. This is Rabbi Schneider saying to you on behalf of God, I love you.
We've been talking about the supernatural, and all of us want to experience the supernatural. But sometimes we miss a key. The key I'm talking about is, in order to experience the weight of God's supernatural glory on our shoulders, upon our lives, we must walk in the clean fear of the Lord. We oftentimes don't hear about this much in the church. People are afraid to talk about the fear of the Lord. But the fear of the Lord is clean, and it's the beginning of wisdom. In fact, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 23, when it comes to tithing, the Lord said, "Tithe unto me that you might learn to fear me." I want to encourage you, as I encourage myself, to honor the Lord with your finances. I honor the Lord with my finances for many reasons. One of them is because I want to fear the Lord. Beloved, God's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. If God's using this ministry to bless you, I encourage you to honor Him with your finances through DJJ.